USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Old Man Winter is wreaking havoc across much of the United States. Millions of people living in the central part of the country are bracing for a brutal winter storm. The National Weather Service says wind gusts could reach over 50 miles an hour in parts of South Dakota with more than a foot of snow possible. Forecasters in Denver warn that travel in eastern Colorado will be difficult to impossible. The head of Homeland Security is in Texas touring the border, but back home in Washington, D.C., a group of Republican lawmakers is calling for his head.
We're a month, 1 month in to the new fiscal year, and already more than 500,000 illegals have already been apprehended.
That's Texas Congressman Brian Babin. He's part of a group of Republicans warning that the new House GOP majority will open investigations that could lead to impeachment proceedings. Federal prosecutors say the former CEO of FTX and his partners stole billions of dollars from customers since 2019.
We unsealed an 8-count indictment charging Samuel Bankman-Fried, FTX's founder, with a series of interrelated fraud schemes that contributed to FTX's collapse.
Prosecutors in the Southern District of New York detailed the full charges levied against SBF while speaking to reporters. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the investigation into Bankman-Fried following the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange is very much ongoing and is moving very quickly. At a White House ceremony on Tuesday, President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law. The law repeals the Defense of Marriage Act.
Marriage is a simple proposition. Who do you love? And will you be loyal to that person you love? It's not more complicated than that.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says lawmakers need more time to negotiate a bill for avoiding a partial government shutdown, calling for a short-term CR bill that would hold over into the new year after Congress reconvenes from the holidays.
An omnibus remains the best and most responsible option to ensure we have all the resources we need to serve the American people at full capacity like they deserve.
With Title 42 about to end, Homeland Security officials are preparing a new program to replace the role of the policy, though they have not announced what it is.
Title 42 was enacted during the pandemic to prevent the spread of COVID-19 by blocking illegal immigrants at the border. A federal judge recently decided the program is no longer needed because COVID cases have fallen. Border Patrol agents say there will be an increase of illegal immigrants crossing the border once the program is lifted. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The former head of WWE is facing demands for millions of dollars from women who allege he sexually assaulted them. The Wall Street Journal reporting Vince McMahon's legal team received a demand letter last month from former WWE referee Rita Chitterin asking for nearly $12 million in damages. 30 years ago, she accused McMahon of raping her in a limousine, which McMahon has denied. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.